Komoiawa Tamanui, France and Tine, and this is your Wātea English News. TVNZ plans to axe Sunday, Fairgo and two of its daily news bulletins, thought to be midday and tonight, in a massive cost-cutting plan in its news and current affairs division. Staff were briefed today in the plans to cut about 70 jobs, half of them in news and current affairs, as the state broadcaster tries to deal with plummeting advertising revenue as audiences move to digital platforms. Daily Reo Māori news programme Te Karere will stay because it's funded by Māori Broadcasting Funding Agency Te Māngai Pāho. It comes a week after TV3 and News Hub owner Warner Brothers Discovery announced it was shutting down its news and current affairs. And the head of a marae supporting homeless whānau says the emergency housing system is broken, but he's not sure the government's new policy will fix it. The government says it will push whānau with children up the queue for state housing. It will also make it harder for people to get emergency housing grants, including asking them what efforts they have made to find alternatives, such as private rentals or moving in with friends or relatives. Hurimoana Dennis from Te Puia Memorial Marae in Mangere says most people in emergency accommodation have children, so the priority change will make little difference. Putting whānau in motels was better than them living in cars, but the motels have become squalid and violent, and the program has got out of hand.
Back in the day, 2016-17, it was only supposed to be a short stopover so that everyone could catch their breath. The agencies and us can catch up with where they're at and work something out. You can't do that in the car.
Hurimoana Dennis says the first step in fixing homelessness is to bring it within a single system, rather than the current mess where the Ministry for Social Development, the Ministry for Housing and Urban Development and Kāinga Ora run separate systems. On other news, two dozen Te Arawa Kapahaka take the stage at the Rotorua Events Centre for the chance to represent the Rohe at Te Matatini 2025 in New Plymouth. Six new kapahaka will compete, along with veterans like Tūhaurangi, Ngāti Wāhiao and two-time champions Ngāti Rangi Wewehi. Te Arawa Matatini delegate Dan Vaka says the new rōpū reflect the mahi Te Arawa Pakeke have done to pass down their passion for kapahaka.
I guess over the years, the pride intensifies and the willingness, I guess, to ensure that legacy continues. It's a good thing for Te Arawa.
On that, next year's Te Matatini host Rohe Te Kāhui Maunga also holds its regional competition in Te Hāwera tomorrow. Delegate Rāwiri Tinido says new rōpū outnumber past competitors, adding more diversity.
Some of these new teams, they are kaupapa focused. We've got one team representative of the iwi. It's really good to see different and new rōpū emerging, and no doubt though they will have experienced performers in their ranks.
That's your Wātea English News.